From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, June 5th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Red Zone Wireless, providing a local alternative for broadband throughout Maine. Learn more at redzonewireless.com.
Central Maine Medical Center is working to fix deficiencies to meet a June 30th deadline from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or it could lose federal funding. This is after the agency identified both safety and quality issues at the Lewiston Hospital. Maine lawmakers are considering an additional red flag bill that supporters say is designed to curb gun violence. Mal Leary has details.
The bill, the result of negotiations between Governor Janet Mills, gun rights groups, and some gun safety advocates, would set up a process to evaluate a person's mental health and determine whether they should be put in protective custody because they pose a threat to themselves or others. The person would be afforded due process before a judge. Another measure under consideration in Augusta sets up a different process that would allow guns or other weapons to be temporarily taken away from a person exhibiting signs of posing a risk to themselves or others. Supporters of each approach say they're trying to navigate the tough balancing act between public safety and the rights set out in the Constitution. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
And after a shorter-than-expected selection period, the jury's in place for the trial of John Williams. Williams is charged with murder in the killing last April of Somerset County Sheriff's Deputy Corporal Eugene Cole. And while Williams' attorney, Vern Parody, says he is seeking an acquittal, he says he's also seeking that the murder charge be reduced to manslaughter on the basis that Williams was too intoxicated to form the intent that is required for a murder charge.
It had to have been his conscious objective to cause the death of Corporal Cole. It's going to be our argument that that was not his conscious objective. His conscious objective was to simply avoid arrest, get away, and get more drugs, which is exactly what he did.
The maximum sentence for manslaughter is 30 years. The minimum for murder is 25. Prosecutors have suggested they'll pursue a life sentence. The case is being tried in Cumberland County rather than Central Maine because of fears that an impartial jury wouldn't be possible locally. The trial begins Monday and could last up to 2 weeks. In weather tonight, becoming overcast in the north, occasional rain otherwise with some thunder and lows in the mid-40s to the low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with some rain in the south and highs in the 60s along the coast. Otherwise, highs in the 70s. And on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the high 60s to mid-70s. Maine lobstermen hauling traps in an internationally disputed section of the Bay of Fundy, known as the Gray Zone, will be allowed some extra hours working at sea this year under a resolve recently enacted by the Maine legislature. Fred Bever reports it's the latest, but not likely the last, skirmish in a long-running conflict between Canada and the U.S. over fishing rules in the zone.
Both Canada and the U.S. claim the roughly 210-square-mile area that includes uninhabited Machias Seal Island. It's a fertile fishing ground, and lobster fleets from each country harvest there with uneasy and sometimes openly hostile relations. One complaint from Maine lobstermen: in the peak harvest months of September and October, they are barred from hauling traps outside daylight in the Gray Zone, while Canadian fishermen can work the same territory around the clock.
Passing this bill would put a small Band-Aid on a very large wound.
John Druin is a Cutler lobsterman who fishes in the Gray Zone, and he is chairman of the Zone A Lobster Council. He testified before the legislature's Marine Resources Committee earlier this year. Druin says some Maine lobstermen believe Canadians are stealing lobsters from Mainers' traps during the dark hours when the Americans typically are not at sea. Maine lobstermen, he adds, would have more incentive to patrol their traps at night if they could also tend their gear at the same time.
And with the ever-increasing cost of bait and the looming bait shortage, it is a tremendous financial hit to have your lobster stolen from your traps.
I do take exception to the idea that, you know, we're hauling their gear.
Melanie Sonnenberg is general manager of the Grand Manan Fishermen's Association, which represents Canada harvesters who work the Gray Zone, or as it's called in Canada, Area 38B. Despite the ongoing tension, she says allowing Maine fishermen to haul traps during the same hours as their Canadian counterparts should not add new acrimony to the sometimes fraught gray zone dispute.
It's coming from both sides, and it's a very competitive area, and there is a lot of interaction between all parties. So I think at the end of the day, it levels the playing field for them some.
And while addressing the nighttime restriction might seem like a small step, other areas of potential conflict are also getting new attention. At a recent subcommittee hearing of the U.S. Senate Appropriations Committee, Maine Senator Susan Collins told trade and fisheries officials she was concerned that in the gray zone, Maine lobstermen must abide by state lobster conservation rules, such as throwing an oversized lobster back, while Canadians have no such rules for a similar-sized lobster.
It can be pulled up by a Canadian lobsterman 50 yards away and brought to market. So the implications of these regulatory discrepancies are very concerning and very unfair.
With fishermen in both countries facing new gear and effort rules aimed at protecting the increasingly endangered North Atlantic right whale, tensions over disputed boundaries could rise. Collins called on the acting chief of the U.S. Commerce Department, which oversees fisheries, to work with Maine and Canadian officials to consider ways to cooperatively manage the gray zone. Maine's Department of Marine Resources, meanwhile, is developing a rule to better define the boundaries of the gray zone and, for this year only, lift the nighttime lobster harvesting restriction for September and October. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a conversation about youth and the future of farming. I'm Nora Flaherty.